This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. House rejects bill that would avert a government shutdown. We have the story.
Harris and Trump concentrate their campaigns on battleground states. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Wichita police investigating what is called a suspicious death. Around 10:45 last night, a woman's body was found in an abandoned building in the 800 block of South Water. No more information was immediately available. Textron Aviation's highly anticipated best and final contract offer to its local machinist union workers is now out, and it includes a 26% wage increase over the life of the four-year proposed deal. The company announced late Wednesday that it had presented the offer to the Union Negotiating Committee of District 70, Local Lodge 774, of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. The local confirmed receipt of the offer on its webpage and on social media. District 70 of IAM represents nearly 5,000 workers at Textron Aviation, which is the city's second largest employer, with around 10,700 full-time employees. Saturday, members will decide whether to approve the contract and then vote on whether to strike if the contract is rejected. Strike vote requires two-thirds approval. The union's four-year contract expires Sunday.
The House of Representatives has voted down Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to tie temporary government funding with a requirement for those registering to vote to provide proof of citizenship. Following the vote, House Speaker Johnson reacted to those results.
Congress has an obligation to fund the government, and Congress has an obligation to ensure that our elections are secure and fair and free. And this vote tonight would have accomplished both. I'm very disappointed that it didn't pass.
The bill was voted down 220 to 202. Lawmakers must approve a spending bill to avoid a partial government shutdown before the end of the month.
Former President Trump spoke at a rally in Uniondale, New York. Trump reflected on the two attempts on his life.
These encounters with death have not broken my will. They have really given me a much bigger and stronger mission. They've only hardened my resolve to use my time on earth to make America great again for all Americans, to put America first.
Vice President Kamala Harris holds on to a two-point lead ahead of the former president. That's according to the Real Clear Politics poll average.
We're learning more about the city of Wichita's ransomware attack back in May. City officials say the attack was focused on retrieving data from the Wichita Police Department. Online services relating to city government in Wichita were put on hold after that security breach. City Manager Bob Layton says the attack was confined to the police department.
We believe that there were about 77,000 cases that were in the system at the time of the cyber attack. And we don't know if all of those cases were accessed, but that would have been the total number of cases.
Although the city doesn't know specifically whose information may have been stolen, anyone in the criminal database at the time could be affected. That includes anyone who received a traffic ticket, anyone who was a victim of a crime, as well as those who were being investigated for a crime or violation.
KNSS News time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Another night in which the Kansas City Royals are trying to get back in the win column. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
The Teamsters Union is not endorsing any presidential candidate. KNSS News time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Israel's defense minister declares a new phase of war as Hezbollah officials and Lebanon state media say explosions went off in Beirut and multiple parts of Lebanon in an apparent second wave of detonations of electronic devices. The Hezbollah officials and state media said Wednesday that walkie-talkies and even solar equipment detonated a day after hundreds of pagers blew up. Lebanon's health ministry says at least 20 people were killed and 450 wounded.
The Teamsters Union is not endorsing any presidential candidate this election cycle, a move that has not happened since 1996. Fox's Kevin Cork with the story.
It has been full steam ahead with Mr. Trump connecting with potential voters online and in person from X to Michigan to the Empire State, including in Uniondale, where he reveled in the fact that the Teamsters leadership didn't endorse Vice President Harris, but the rank and file backed him. Meanwhile, in a statement, the Harris team said when she's elected president, she will look out for the Teamsters' rank and file no matter what, because they always have been and always will be the people she fights for.
Teamsters President Sean O'Brien says after meeting with both major party candidates, neither seemed ready to make serious commitments to the union.
Another child has died in a hot car, this time in Illinois.
25-year-old mom arrested after her one-month-old newborn is left in a hot car to die. Police say the boy named Grayson was pulled from the pickup truck in Peoria, Illinois, and succumbed to severe hyperthermia and dehydration. Temperatures in Peoria Monday hitting a high of 89 degrees. County coroner estimating the baby had been in the vehicle for more than 4 hours. Peoria police have charged the mother with endangering the health and life of a child. So far, at least 34 children have died after being left in a hot car this year. That's more than 29 last year. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
A 12-year-old boy in Wisconsin is being hailed a hero for saving his dad from a bear attack.
43-year-old Ryan Bierman says he and his son Owen were on a hunt when they spotted the 200-pound Bruin. They initially shot and wounded the bear. It ran off, only to come back to attack the father-son duo. Bierman says he fired shots at the bear, but missed and fell on his back with the bear lunging at him. The bear bit him on his forehead, arm, and leg before Owen fatally shot the animal. Bierman received 23 stitches to reattach a flap of skin on his cheek that was ripped during the attack. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:12, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock.
In traffic right now, those traffic volumes are starting to pick up. Things starting to get a little heavier out there. Heaviest traffic I'm seeing right now, northbound K-15. This is right around MacArthur, just short of MacArthur. We've also got some fairly heavy traffic east and westbound on Kellogg around Webb Road. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning,
hey, Steve and Ted. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, things not all that bad out there, but we're going to be breaking a sweat and baking underneath some hot sunshine later on today. Expecting a high of 97 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Winds are going to pick back up, too, out of the south at 10 to 25 miles an hour. There's also going to be a 20% chance of a shower or storm. There has been some rainfall, at least around early this morning. It does look like we should stay pretty dry until later on today. Now, important that we keep an eye to the sky anytime after around 4 or 5 o'clock, and as we head into the early part of the evening, there is a small chance of seeing a strong to severe storm with wind and hail being the two main threats that we'll have to watch out for. Well after the sun goes down, though, it looks like that storm chance pretty much going to wrap up from there. And then once we get into our Friday, starting off with a mild, comfy temp of 66 degrees early in the morning, another 20% chance of seeing a shower or storm, mainly late in the day, and then storm chances going up a little bit more by the time we get into our Friday night. That's when rainfall looking most likely. Still going to be hot tomorrow, too, before that rainfall moves in. 95 degrees. Rain that moves in Friday night, just going to be the very beginning of a damp weekend. Saturday, showers and storms kind of on and off throughout much of the day. It's going to be cloudy, still warm with a high of 92 degrees, and then jumping up to a 60% chance of showers and storms where it's going to be damp throughout the day on Sunday, which is going to be the official start of fall, and it's definitely going to feel a lot more like it as we drop all the way down to a high of 79 degrees. So far, not expecting anything severe over the weekend, but of course that could change, where maybe a stronger storm or two could be around at times. Now, into the start of next week, a lot of that rainfall going to move out. Monday, pleasant, dry, sunny, high of 75 degrees. 77 Tuesday. And also between Tuesday and Wednesday, there's going to be another quick-moving front that's going to roll through that could spark a shower or thunderstorm between Tuesday and Wednesday. We're keeping chances low for now, but that's going to be after this weekend, the next chance for moisture that we'll have to watch out for. Right now we're at 73 degrees, just a little bit of cloud cover out there with a south breeze at 15 miles an hour.
All right, thank you, Ronnell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Steve at 10 in the morning now, 7:14. on this Thursday morning, the 19th day of September. Sunny, warm. After that morning rain, we got a pretty toasty day yesterday, high around 92. Normal high is 83, and we recorded at Eisenhower Airport or thereabouts, 9 hundredths of an inch, 0.09, less than a tenth of an inch of rain yesterday. Some places got some rain, others didn't, I guess. Had an earthquake this morning. It was close to just before midnight, looks like, near Danville, which is southwest of Wichita, a little bit east of Harper. Yeah, 3.4 magnitude. No reports of any damage or injuries, anything like that, but we did have an earthquake.
I did not feel it.
I didn't either. Earlier this morning, we were talking about the fact that it was a couple of things. One of them, this is the date in 1881, and when James Garfield, the president, died 2.5 months after being shot and assassinated. And we did quick research and came up with the name of the title of that book I was talking about. It's called Destiny of the Republic, A Tale of Madness, Medicine, and the Murder of a President. That's by Candace Millard. And it came out in 2017. And if you'd like to read some good stuff about interesting things about Garfield, there you go. We also talked about...
I've been to his final resting place.
Is it in Ohio?
Cleveland, yeah.
Yeah. He was from Ohio. Okay, so the other thing we were talking about is the women in the space program who got the gold medal, four of them. The movie that, about that is called Hidden Figures. It's got Costner in it.
I don't think he's one of the stars.
No, but he's in it, it says. And,
okay.
And that came out pretty recently. I haven't seen it, and now I think I'm going to. I'm interested to see that. There you go. On this date in 1985, the Mexico City area struck by a devastating earthquake. It killed at least 9,500 people, almost 10,000 people, 1985. So it's earthquake day, I guess. Tonight's show host, Jimmy Fallon, turns 50 today. There you go. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 717, and it is time for sports with Ted Woodward this morning. Ted?
Yeah, we'll start out. We got Shocker Volleyball at Coke Arena. It's the beginning of the Shocker Volleyball home portion of the schedule after 9 straight matches away from home. Now the Shocks have a bunch of home matches coming up, including hosting the 15th Shocker Volleyball Classic. We got 3 other teams here in town, so 3 matches in the next 3 days for the Shockers at home at Coke Arena, starting out with the home opener tonight. Shocks hosting Cal Poly. Match will be at 7 o'clock tonight at Coke Arena. More action on Friday and Saturday after that. Major League Baseball last night. The Kansas City Royals finishing up a 3-game series at home against the Detroit Tigers. Royals trying to get a win to avoid a sweep. They did not get that done. The Tigers won it 4-2. More anemic offense for the Royals. Bottom 4 guys in the lineup combined to go 1-for-15.
Wow.
As the Royals got swept for the first time at home all season long. Not a good time for that as the Tigers get the 3-game sweep in Kansas City. The Royals are now on a 4-game losing streak. 16,000 at the game last night. And losing another game in the standings, too. The Royals now have a 2-game lead for the playoffs over the Tigers with 9 games to go in the season. The good news is ESPN Analytics still says the Royals have an 89% chance to make the playoffs. So here's where that's where we're at. And it's an off day today for the Royals. Maybe they need an off day to try to flush that 4-game losing streak before getting back at it here for the stretch run, trying to make the playoffs. We will be talking football tonight. It's time for the weekly edition of the Chris Kleiman Show. Head coach of the Kansas State Wildcats. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. As K-State is getting ready for a late game on Saturday night. 13th-ranked Kansas State visiting BYU. Both teams are undefeated. Conference opener. And that kicks off at 9:30 p.m. Saturday night. So stay up late for the Wildcats on Saturday and get a big preview. Chris Kleiman Show tonight at 6 o'clock. And then after that, it's Thursday night football as we get another week going in the NFL. It's in New Jersey. The New York Jets are hosting the New England Patriots. Jets are a 6-point favorite at home in their home opener. Of course, their quarterback, veteran Aaron Rodgers. Jets-Patriots, 7 o'clock tonight. And that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Go back to a minor league baseball where former Wichita State pitcher Jace Kaminska is in single A, the California League Pitcher of the Year, drafted by the Colorado Rockies. And Kaminska had quite a season pitching in the California League this year. 87 innings, got 104 strikeouts, 12 walks.
Ooh,
yeah,
wow.
And a 2.8 earned run average. There you go. The former Shocker pitcher, Jace Kaminska, is in single A with the Colorado Rockies, and he was named the California League Pitcher of the Year. A little golf history for you in Wichita. It was 70 years ago on this day, the only time ever that Wichita hosted an LPGA Tour event. It was the Wichita Open, and that tour at the event finished up 70 years ago on this day at the Wichita Country Club. Beverly Hansen was the winner. She's in the World Golf Hall of Fame, and she won a grand total of $1,000 for winning the Wichita Open in 1954.
Well, ladies golf.
Still good money by 1954. Okay money by 1954 standards.
Getting organized.
They were just getting, golf. The LPGA was just getting going in the 1950s. That was the only time Wichita ever hosted. Of course, the LPGA was basically founded in Wichita at Rolling Hills.
Rolling Hills.
Only one time ever did the LPGA have an event here, and that was in 1954, 70 years ago.
Why don't we bring it back? Why don't we get one here?
That would be great. Yeah. We're not a big enough town.
Okay.
We're not a big enough city to host
not
an LPGA
enough.
Event.
Yeah, all right.
We had one of the minor league LPGA events here this summer.
That'd be good,
I think that's a good thing to keep going at Rolling Hills every year. Let's hope that keeps going. And that's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
7:21 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. Apple gets FDA approval. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 73 degrees here at KNSS. On this 19th day of September, the Federal Reserve has cut interest rates by half a percentage point, saying it's confident about reaching its 2% inflation target, but wants to make sure the labor market doesn't continue to cool. Fox's Business Network's Kelly O'Grady has more.
Many investors rejoiced at the aggressive beginning to the rate cut cycle, but in recent years, we've only seen a half point cut in dire times, 9/11, COVID. So some analysts are raising concerns. A larger cut could indicate we are in more economic trouble than advertised. Now, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell maintained he doesn't see signs of a recession or slowdown and indicated we could expect a couple more cuts before the end of the year. But Powell also emphasized the Fed will take it meeting by meeting.
If the economy remains solid and inflation persists, we can dial back policy restraint more slowly.
What this means for the average consumer is interest rates will come down, and that likely includes mortgage rates.
The Fed says the economy remains strong overall.
Boeing's CEO says the company will begin furloughing a large number of employees to conserve cash during the strike by union machinists that began last week. Chief Executive Kelly Ortberg says the layoffs would be temporary and affect executives, managers, and other employees. About 33,000 Boeing factory workers in the Pacific Northwest began a strike last week on Friday after rejecting a proposal to raise pay by 25% over 4 years.
The 52nd annual Walnut Valley Festival is underway in Winfield. More than 30 folk, Western swing, and bluegrass performers are scheduled to play through Sunday. Winfield City Manager Taggart Wall says about 12,000 people attend each year, which is a big boost for the town.
All of those dollars matter because they flow through not only to those business owners and employees, but then to their families and to recreational sports teams that get sponsored. And all of that flows through our community and makes it an impact.
The festival is underway at the Winfield Fairgrounds.
The focus continues for presidential campaigns on must-win battleground states.
After separate visits to Michigan from former President Donald Trump and his running mate, J.D. Vance, Tuesday, Vice President Kamala Harris holds a live stream event near Detroit. In the Democratic presidential nominee's third visit to the battleground state since taking over the race from President Biden, Harris's running mate, Tim Walz, held several events in Michigan last week, a state where Democrats are reportedly on pace to outspend Republicans in campaign ads, amid polling that shows a very tight race ahead of the 2024 vote. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
At Wednesday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, the board recognized Lisa Corr, who is retiring after 25 years with the county. Commissioner Jim Howell says Corr has fostered a positive work environment through kindness and integrity.
Lisa's legacy of administrative excellence has made an indelible impact on both the commission and the community and will inspire future public servants.
Lisa Corr began working for Sedgwick County on July 19th, 1999, and has served under 21 county commissioners. And now a look at the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Thursday brings us a 20% chance of showers and storms, mainly later on this afternoon and evening. An isolated strong to severe storm can't be ruled out. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, very warm, high of 97 degrees with a southerly breeze at 10 to 25 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
And now we have a clear sky, 73 degrees, and we have a south wind at 14 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen Tennant, the morning here on KNSS and the 52nd Annual Walnut Valley Festival underway in Winfield. We're going to check in with Jack Kellogg here in a couple of minutes. Hatman Jacks, he goes down every year, and I asked him yesterday if he'd mind giving us an update. So we're looking forward to that here in a few minutes. You know, we're talking about the woman at Sedgwick County who retired after 25 years. On the job, and you heard the sound bites, and you heard the county commissioners talking about Ms. Corr. Apparently, she was quite a treat in the office, and everybody loved her. I think that's great. After 25 years, by the way, Steve and Ted have been together on the air 26 years.
Yeah, just about that same amount of time.
I've been here 26. You have been here longer than how long have you been here? How many years?
I started early '95, so I'm 29 years.
All right, maybe the county will have a party for us. I'm not going to hold my
breath.
We
don't work for the county,
That's
though.
That's right, but they can do it. 7:33 now, Steve and Ted. And I believe Jack Kellogg is with us now. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Steve and Ted.
What are you guys? Are you camping out in a tent down there in Winfield this morning?
No, I'm not. It's been years since I've attempted that. How about a bed and breakfast for me and a few select staff?
Oh, man. Now, that sounds
That's
like
more fun. Our speed.
That
yeah.
That sounds
yeah.
like fun. Yeah.
You got to do it. You know, you work hard. You have to rest.
All right.
That's it.
So how many years have you gone to the Walnut Valley Festival?
Well, I sold hats here for 33 years, but I started coming when it was the third annual. I was 13 years old just for the music, but selling hats, 33.
Wow. So
it's quite a deal.
And I've never been there. I've heard great things about it. I guess if you're into bluegrass and other genre, this is the place to go, huh?
Well, you know, it's not just bluegrass. You know, it's various other kind of sub-genres, if you will. You've got Celtic, you've got gospel in some cases, you've got some cowboy musicians. It's really quite a variety. And put it on your bucket list because it's an incredibly interesting festival. The management at Walnut Valley has always kind of stressed getting younger people, or they've been successful at keeping younger people involved in the festival. You know, it's hard to do that, to keep it pertinent or relevant to succeeding generations, but they've done a beautiful job of it.
You're talking about the music genre. I don't even know what some of that music is. I know you talk about cowboy music. There's at least one or two bands from Wichita that go down there, right?
Oh, quite a few. In fact, you know, Oren Friesen has been an MC down there for years. You've got, a whole bunch of different. Robin Macy and Kentucky White with their band will be playing on the main stage, and other, bands with really interesting names like Socks in the Frying Pan. How's that for a title?
Love it.
Bing Futch. Little Big Twang is Robin Macy's band, and that'll be fun too. And, you know, people, they're so religious about this festival and really devoted to it. It's a remarkable deal. You know, it's a deal where you could even get a day pass and then rent one of those festy cabs, those where you get on a golf cart and they take you around the campgrounds. I mean, this place, it's pretty incredible. Yeah,
it's the fairgrounds down there, right?
And Cowley County Fairgrounds in Winfield, Kansas.
If you run into Oren Friesen, would you remind him about the time when he actually babysat for my kid when Scott was young?
Oh, I will, and I'll bet he'll remember. He'll definitely remember.
Oh yeah, we got a picture of my son Scott. He's about three now. He's 56, but he was about 3 years old, and he had Orrin's great big cowboy hat on his head. And
always.
So we don't know Orrin for a long time.
That math doesn't add up because Orrin's only about 42.
Yeah, Orrin's just we don't even say Orrin.
He's aged so well. That is so interesting. You know. What I love about this festival, and at least as far as, you know, from the perspective of Hat Man Jacks, is that musicians, you know, they're all about defining their music, but they're all about defining their look. Mm-hmm. And so it's, and on stage, it's the vibe they're trying to capture. And that's what's fun about it for us. You know, we put together a booth up here with about 10 spaces and it takes five of us to operate. It's a production. Mm-hmm. So much fun.
So those people, anybody out there who's never been to your shop down in Delano, I know that you have sold and provided hats for some pretty famous people. Can you name one or two that we might know about?
Well, you might or might not. You know, mm-hmm. Haggard was my favorite. You know, Alan Jackson, lots of country people. But. Yeah. And down here in the bluegrass circles, you know, John Hartford and, you know, people like Doc Watson used to come down here.
Doc Watson. Even I know that.
Remember him? Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow. It was so great. But, you know, the thing is that Walnut Valley Festival is good at is they showcase new talent that becomes bigger talent, like Alison Krauss. And you've heard of her, haven't you, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Oh, good. Yes. She's a dandy.
Well, listen, have you ever had any problems down there other than the fact you can't get enough to eat or something like that? I'm sure you do. There's probably a lot of food down there, right?
Well, yeah, there's lots of food and food vendors, so it's good there. And no problems. You know, this festival has always been extremely well run, and, you know, they've got you've got some campgrounds out there that are wild into the night, but they have a police presence here that doesn't have to act often, but will immediately, if you know what I mean. It's well run and safe.
All right, Jack, you take care of yourself.
Now, if you're at the festival, does Mac need to come run to the store?
Hey, I could use a runner. You know, I'll tell you, there's nothing worse than not having something that's back at the store. Steve, if you just want to go, I'll even let you borrow my car.
There must be something wrong with our equipment here. I can't hear. What is he talking about? Can't hear.
I'll pay gas. Come on now.
I'm claiming deafness at this point. Jackie,
I get it.
Be careful down there. Take care of yourself. And
I will.
Have a great time at the – and it goes through the 22nd, right? It's what, Sunday?
This Sunday, yeah. Okay. And I think it kind of slows down about noon. But, yeah, oh, God, come. Just put it on your bucket list and do it.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Thanks for being with us this morning. Jack Kellogg, Hatman Jack, talking about the 52nd Annual Walnut Valley Festival.
How about that?
That's interesting.
I am glad you asked him about what his accommodations were, because I pictured him
sitting
around the campfire around outside his tent when he did his interview with us.
Yeah, that's it.
He's in a bed and breakfast.
He doesn't rough it, you know. I mean, if there's a double tree down there, he's probably staying there. I was going to ask him what the pool is like then. They're having a good time, and it sounds like fun. And maybe I'll go down there someday. And maybe you'll go down there. Have you ever been there? You've never been there.
I've never gone to the festival.
All right. All right, let's continue on now. It's 7:40, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Wichita Business Journal update is coming up. Textron making its best and final contract offer to union workers. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS 746 and 73 degrees. Three big things.
Three.
Textron makes the best and final offer to union workers, including a 26% wage increase over 4 years.
Two.
Good attendance reported for this year's Kansas State Fair, 328,000 over 10 days.
One.
House rejects a bill that could have averted a government shutdown. Deadline for a funding bill is September 30th. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Really heavy traffic volumes out there. You can see it on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Northbound I-135 starting about Kellogg. Of course, the road construction up there at the North Junction. But I'm really seeing some heavy traffic northbound on K-15. And it's between MacArthur and it kind of goes all the way back to 55th Street South. Some really heavy traffic there as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 98 degrees. Yesterday's high in Wichita, 92. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 65. And then on Friday, mostly sunny, hot again. Tomorrow's high, 94 degrees. Now a clear sky. We have a south wind at 14 miles per hour. 73 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather's brought to you by The Monarch. Whiskey lovers, go to The Monarch for nightcap specials every day. From 10 till midnight, get half-priced pints and $7 signature old fashions. The Monarch, West Douglas in historic Delano. An interest rate cut had an impact on Wall Street trading Wednesday.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending lower as investors digest the Fed's latest decision on interest rates. The central bank lowering its benchmark rate for the first time in over 4 years, a half a percentage point, ending its aggressive rate hiking cycle that began in 2022. The Fed says that inflation has made further progress towards its 2% objective, but still remains somewhat elevated. Most officials anticipate a quarter point reduction each at meetings in November and December. The Dow winners today, Apple, United Health Group and Caterpillar, the Dow decliners, Honeywell, Procter & Gamble, and American Express. The Dow falling 103 points, the NASDAQ lower by 55, S&P 500 down 16. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Textron Aviation's highly anticipated best and final contract offer to its local machinist union workers is now out. It does include a 26% wage increase during the life of the 4-year proposed deal. The company announced late yesterday it had presented the offer to the Union Negotiating Committee of District 70, Local Lodge 774 of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. The local lodge confirmed receipt of the offer on its website and on social media. District 70 represents nearly 5,000 workers at Textron Aviation. It's Wichita's second largest employer, with about 10,700 full-time employees. On Saturday, members will decide whether to approve the contract and then vote on whether to strike if the contract is rejected. The strike vote does require two-thirds approval. The union's 4-year contract expires on Sunday.
A Hutchinson-based bank has gone with an internal pick for its next president. Bank of the Plains announced this week that its chief risk officer, Tina Call, will become president effective January 1st. Gene Dykeman, current president and chief executive officer, will retain the CEO title. The bank says Call will begin the transition throughout the remainder of 2024. Prior to joining Bank of the Plains in April, Call spent nearly a year at Emprise Bank as a senior operational risk officer. And that's a bit of local business news from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. And as we found out yesterday, the Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate by an unusually large half point. That's a big, big cut. That's a dramatic shift from after more than 2 years of high rates that helped tame inflation, but also made borrowing painfully expensive for consumers. The rate cut, Fed's first in more than 4 years, reflects its new focus on bolstering the job market. So there's a lot more to this than just cutting the interest rate. It's going to have an impact. Fact, it had an impact on the stock market yesterday. Everything closed down a little bit as all the experts are saying. Investors are kind of looking at this, trying to figure out what's going to be the long term effect of all this.
Yeah, and then of course, an hour ago, Tom Leffler told us he's worried that this will not tamp inflation, but rather heighten it.
Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities is with us every morning, and he's got an eye on that market. He's pretty pessimistic. He thinks that it could be long term, could be some bad things happen in relation to this. All right, how about the? Of course, whatever happens to Textron and Spirit and our aircraft companies, it all affects all of us. And because
it sure does,
there are like 30,000 jobs involved totally And then when you go out to all the small vendors and other companies that
feed into that, by the time you extrapolate that all out, it's a big chunk of our economy.
Over the years, the leaders have talked about, now we need to diversify, but still, you know, it's the airplanes that run this place. And the Textron, all of my best to those folks. They've got an offer on the table for, 26% salary or wage increase over the next 4 years. I understand it's like 11% this year, or 20, the rest of 2024, whatever's left on that. And it's 11% the first year, then 6, 7,
and 5%, you know, 5, 6
like that every other year. And to me, I know, personally, if I got 11% increase any year ever, that would be great. I've never had one.
Nor have I.
As a matter of fact, I haven't had too many 5 or 6% increases.
Nor have I.
Nor have I. Yeah, the two of us, we don't know what an increase looks like. So, you know, there are a lot of people in town who don't get increases very often. And folks, if you're working out there, my best to you. I hope you get good wages and good benefits. I couldn't do that work. I couldn't do any of it. It's just, I have to, you know, do what we do.
Well, yeah, everybody has their own vocation.
Everybody has their own thing.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And, Shocker Volleyball, you're going to be doing some PA announcing out there. When does that start again, Ted? Shocker Volleyball.
Home opener for the Shocks tonight.
Tonight? Yeah, so it's here.
Three matches in three nights, so busy time at Coke Arena for Shocker Volleyball.
About there doing the PA announcing.
Yeah.
All right. Today is...
what is this? This will be my, I don't know, 34th year as Shocker Volleyball
34th,
public address
really?
Announcer. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then you know the rules. I don't know all the rules. Because we played volleyball when I was in junior high. We played volleyball quite a bit. And in PE, we had co-ed volleyball. I look forward to that. At Hadley Junior High.
That's pretty progressive.
You would have, because it's every other person, there would be a boy and then a girl, boy and a girl. It gave me a good opportunity to be around the girls and, of course, regale them with many of my stories and wisecracks while playing volleyball. I'm sure it was.
How'd that go over?
I'm sure it went over very well for my co-ed friends. Today is National Butterscotch Pudding Day. Offers a sweet taste of a wholesome and creamy dessert. Brown sugar and butter star in the recipes for butterscotch pudding, dating back to 1848.
Oh, wow. That's old school.
How about it, Ted? Where are you on butterscotch pudding? I'm not sure I've ever even tasted
it. I don't think it does much for me.
Yeah. Well, if you like it, today is your day. Okay. 7:54, Stephen's head of the morning here on KNSS. Oh, one other thing. We had an earthquake this morning in South Central Kansas near Danville, which is down in Harper County, and it was a 3.4. magnitude. That's a pretty good shaker. No reports of injuries or anything like that, but we did have an earthquake. We haven't had one of those for quite a while that we know of.
7:54. I hope downtown Danville's looking all right.
Danville. Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, stay with us, Steve and Ted. We're going to talk about the House turning down an effort to avert a government shutdown. That's a House of Representatives. And Ted's going to have a look at sports, as always. Right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll take a look at the Kansas City Royals and see what the situation is for the trying to make the playoffs. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, The Blur.
Another jam-packed edition of The Blur entertainment news. Looking forward to it. Good audio. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we have the latest traffic and weather information in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.